What is up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, Engage, having a day. I'm Pastor James Levesque. We're starting our week out right, ladies and gentlemen, with the Holy Ghost. Here we are, September 5th, Engaging Heaven Today, man. Thank you guys for tuning in, making us a part of your day as we go through devotionals together, man, every morning. Today is called Climb Out. Romans 10, verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Train your mind to think positively. Fear and anxiety are only going to have a negative impact on you. Faith isn't a feeling. Faith is moving on the word. Feelings will come, but don't judge faith by feelings, because that means depression would be faith, since it's a feeling. And depression, as we know, is not faith. Faith comes by the word of God. We need to declare life and hope. What comes out of our mouths can change people, so we need to speak truth. Make a list and remember what the Father has done for you. That's important. Train your mind to be positive and stop creating houses of doom with your words. I'm not talking about a fake confession, but a real belief in what God's capable of. Do things to get strong, like read the Bible, pray, work out, get sunlight, set up accountability plan. If you're struggling, reach out to others who are spiritually healthy. God has a great plan for your life. It's time to climb out. What has the Father done for you? Write a list and refer to it when you go through challenges. You know, this life of faith is, you know, we know it's anchored in the unseen, right? We know that it's what we hope for, evidence. And the reality is, if we are really going to operate in faith, we're going to have to be comfortable with not knowing. You have to be comfortable with not maybe knowing what the outcome is going to be right away. And faith is activated by our words. By our words. There's an incredible scripture in Psalms that said, you know, he framed the worlds by his words, you know, and we frame our world by the words, right? And so the reality is, when we speak contrary to God's word, it's not going to work out for you. I told somebody the other day, don't expect to have a godly husband when you curse the one God gave you. Don't expect for your season to change when you're cursing the season you're in. You can't expect to have the new season upon you when you're constantly talking down about the one you have. And that goes for everything, your job, your kids, your life, the gifting God gave you. You can't speak. You can't come against what the Lord's given you and expect you to flourish in it. It's truthfully time to declare life and to speak life, you know? And whatever the word of God says is what we're going to believe. It's not about faking it. It's about speaking what we know is true. The Bible says that he paid for my sickness on the cross, and by his stripes I was healed. Well, then that's the only report I'm believing. I don't care what my body says. The Bible says that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Then I receive freedom, and I'm not going to give in to the lies of what the devil said over my life. You follow what I'm saying? So your words are your worlds on so many aspects. And some of you get into these holes where you can't climb out. It's hopelessness. You know, depression is sadness from the past. It's regret. Depression is living in, well, I wish I did. I wish I could have. Man, you know who lives in the back there? There's only one person that lives back there, and it's Satanos himself. It's the devil. So depression is going to make you continually sad about the past. Fear is going to make you continually anxious about the future. You got to climb out of both those holes. There are two traps waiting for you to destroy the life that God gave you. And so we have to climb out by our belief, by our confession, by our worship. You know what you can't do? You can't sin in the presence of God. So the more you worship, and this is what I love about worship. Worship makes God so much bigger than your problems. You ever been there on a Sunday morning? I have. And you're worshiping God. The presence of God is moving. And you're like, man, nothing is impossible with God. Yeah, that's what worship does. It magnifies the Lord, minimizes your problems, and for a moment there, you feel heaven in your life. And when you feel heaven in your life, that's what faith looks like. And so if worship in a small setting on a Sunday can create that atmospheric change in your life, what could it do every day of your life? Come on. What could worship and devotion do every day to your life to change the outcome? Because if you're a Christian, you're always going to be in a place of belief, right? I am. I'm always constantly in a place of, okay, God, you've got to make this happen. I believed it was you. Like, that's faith. God was going to confirm his word. He's going to back up what he said. He's going to do everything he said he would do. And you just have one function in this whole process, and that's to trust. God gives us the seed, and we give him the faithfulness over that seed. Because he will perform his word. And we don't understand why. right? A lot of times, not every time, a lot of times the promises of God are linked to a tree in the Bible, right? Desire realized, become a tree of life, like all of these things. Well, guess what? When you desire God's purpose for your life, man, you start to become like a tree planted by the river. Like it is something about the roots of faithfulness that cause a tree to flourish. And God gives us the word, we give him faithfulness. And so today, if you're living in regret, living in the past, it's time to climb out of that. If you're anxious about the future, it's time to climb out of that. Because faith and worship will change our perspective, and you are not called to bear these burdens. Jesus paid for them on the cross. You are not called to live confused and figuring out how it's going to happen. You didn't even buy how it's going to happen. God's going to make it happen. You can't make it happen, and that is the point. And so, Father, today we trust you, and wherever we are, whatever we're going through, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and we stand amazed at your beauty and your wonder. And we thank you that everything you said you will do, you will do. That's it for today. Climb out. We love you as always. Thank you for tuning in. Let others know how you're being blessed. Hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We love y'all. We'll see you tomorrow. Let's go.